Hey, how's it going, everybody?
What's going on, guys? It's my new podcast.
Welcome to the Smoking Couch. Stoners talking about random shit.
Yeah.
Pretty much. What are we doing?
No, man. I want to talk about recent events.
So what type of recent events?
I don't know, man. We can go into a lot of stuff, like, let's talk about the Motley Crue movie, dude.
The Dirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a good-ass movie.
That's
like,
a great
If y'all got Netflix, you should really check out the movie The Dirt.
If you don't know what it is, it's basically...
Get cultured, then.
A band...
That's one.
A band from the 1980s,
yeah.
Motley Crue. You may have heard several references to Nikki Sixx.
Or you might even see Tommy Lee in a lot of cameos and a lot of
Tommy
movies.
Lee makes cameos all the time.
Yeah, like The New Guy. A lot of like 2000 movies he was
American
cameo.
Satan.
American Satan, that's not a 2000 movie, but yeah, I know. Or what was that other one we saw him in?
Not sure.
Another one.
American Satan, right?
Yeah, so we saw him. I showed that one. Yeah. Then I saw in the movie The New Guy.
Yeah.
He's been in South Park, hasn't he?
No.
He wasn't Family Guy.
He wasn't Family Guy.
Family Guy, that's
But he didn't cameo. That was somebody playing as him.
Yeah, but I mean, still.
He was just in it.
Yeah, I mean, still.
But yeah, still. Back to the issue at hand. It's a biopic about the story of their life, pretty much.
And if you're a rap fan, Machine Gun Kelly plays as Tommy Lee.
Machine Gun Kelly stars as Tommy Lee.
He's honestly really good in the rock community. Like,
yeah.
If you quit rapping, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, his tattoos are cool. Like, yeah. And some of his rap, in my opinion, is good. I know you're not a fan of rap, but...
I'm not a fan of Machine Gun Kelly because of the whole... Eminem situation, because I'll always be a diehard Eminem fan.
That's true, but nah, he does sing pretty good, and he has this one part in that they made a song specifically for the album.
The Dirt?
Yeah.
The song called The Dirt.
Yeah, it's a really good song. He has a good part in it. Definitely check it out.
It's a great song.
But no, dude, let's backtrack to what you said a minute ago. The Eminem beef, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's old news, but I mean, like...
Still, that whole situation is,
that was... The whole Kamikaze album was just so he could drop disses at anyone who's dissed him when he went into, like, when he went to the Berserk album.
I mean, the whole thing when, like... Did you hear about what it actually was about?
His daughter, yeah, on Twitter.
No.
What?
The whole issue...
The whole album?
No. The whole issue with P. Diddy.
I didn't hear about that.
Eminem is coming after, like, kingpin of rap, P. Diddy.
Why?
I'm not sure, man. Like, I don't know that far ahead, but I know that P. Diddy is accused of killing Tupac.
Yeah,
and
I know
Big
that.
G and...
Yo, if y'all got any, like, news on that,
yeah.
If you want to send us links.
I would like to get updated.
Yeah, and we
on
can
that.
Talk about it next one. If y'all enjoying the podcast, I mean, we're going to keep doing this whether you fucking like it or not.
To see, like, you know the album by Fall Out Boy, Save Rock and Roll?
Yeah.
I really, like, every time I hear about the Eminem situation, I just think of, like, him in that video going up against, like P. Diddy.
Yeah, I
could
see that.
Like, him with, like, teaming up with other rappers.
Yeah, that could be kind of cool. Make that a movie, dude.
Dude, seriously, that'd be a sweet movie.
Yo,
and
if y'all
might
get this out to any movie company, let us know, because we'll, like...
That'd be an awesome...
We would like to be a part of that. Maybe even be casts. Who knows? You know? We could do that. Yeah, no, man. Life's just... It's weird, you know? I mean, a lot of lives are being taken, you know? A lot of...
Yeah.
Social injustice, you know, like Cameron Boyce. I mean, that was,
yeah,
that was a sad situation.
I'm a little, like, you know, I'm usually the type of person that doesn't give a shit about anything. Yeah. Like, any type of humor is funny to me.
Yeah.
If something's funny, it's funny. There's no...
That's a lot of things with me and you. That's why a lot of people don't like us.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like us.
Our humor is really fucked up.
Our humor is, like... You know, nothing's off limits.
Yeah, it's free game.
Yeah.
You're...
Because that's how I was raised.
Yeah.
You know?
Take your chops. Busting chops, you know? But, like, you know, oh, your grandma died. Oh, I'm sorry. Did she make you any good cookies before she passed?
Yeah.
Like, shit like that. Maybe. Like, we will low blow the fuck out of you, but we won't mean it rudely. Like, you can do the same thing to us, and we really...
Yeah, we respect you if you do it to us.
Yeah, like, we'll like, huh, busting chops, that's funny. And we know you don't mean it.
Yeah.
But anyways, like...
Especially, like... The reason I brought that up is because, when this whole Cameron Boyce thing happened, you know, obviously I'm scrolling through social media, and I saw a meme posted that was about him.
Oh, already?
Yeah. Fuck. And I was like, that was one situation where, like, I was, you know, that's too soon.
Yeah.
Like, he just died this evening.
I was up when they started posting about, like, it was, like... 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And I'm scrolling through Facebook, and I see that, and I'm like, holy shit, when was this posted? Like, 5 minutes ago. Holy shit, he died at, like, 12 a.m, dude, because it said he died on the 6th.
Yeah.
Late at night.
Yeah.
So I was up when he passed, dude.
Yeah.
I was holy shit. Like, he did not just die, and I was like, wait, who's Cameron Boyce for a second? Because I don't have cable.
Yeah, I saw the name. And then I was like, that name sounds familiar.
Yeah.
And then when I saw his face, I was like, oh my god, that's that kid from Jesse and the Descendants.
Yeah, like, shit. Like, you know, like, Debbie Ryan, like, the second she heard about it, she was, like, away, and she had, like, canceled everything she did and, like, ran, like, drove, like, flew to the hospital to see him.
Oh my god.
Like, she was really far, dude. She literally went there for him. Yeah, and she was really broken about it. Like, dying in your sleep, though, dude. Like, I ain't about that.
I mean, I think that would definitely be the easiest way to die.
It would be, but it wouldn't be the fulfilling.
Because then you'd just dream forever.
But it wouldn't be the fulfilling death,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah, for me, I want to die an honorable death, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want to go up against 12 ninjas in a parking lot.
Like, at 100 years old.
Like, yeah.
Like, you're out for your evening stroll.
And then,
like... And, like, the garden, and the ninjas... Whoa!
And then, like, yeah. And then, like, you just, like, punch yourself in the face.
Wait, what?
I'm planning on dying tonight.
Let's fucking go. I got Alzheimer's. Wait, what are we doing?
Who are you?
Who are you? Where am I?
Oh, God.
Why are you dressed in black? It's, like, 90 degrees outside.
Take off those outfits.
I roll up. What the fuck's going on?
You're in your walker.
Nah, fuck that. Along. Fuck that, dude. I'm gonna be in an electric wheelchair. What are you
an
talking
electric
about?
Wheelchair?
Yeah, what's
You're
up,
gonna
bitches?
You're gonna be one of those senile old men.
Yeah.
Right, like, just like drooly.
Yeah, man, what's going on? We came out here to smoke a big.
Oh, God. Man,
what
my
are all
burrito
these...
got cold.
What are all these... ushers in black for. I used to usher. Oh, shit.
Yo.
What's up? Are you upset?
You smell different when you're awake.
Hold up, what? Wait a second.
Dude. You know what? Can we start a Kickstarter for this podcast for us to get weed?
You can actually, like, put ads in here, and they'll, like, they have to watch the ads. Like, they'll be like Hulu, you know, and we get paid to put in ads and how
it's
many
like
people
a,
watch.
It's like a whole business.
Yeah, like, people get paid to watch. When they watch us, we get paid an ad revenue.
Yeah.
But I don't know how they're gonna feel about us cursing and talking about marijuana and their ads.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, I mean, y'all wanna help us with Patreon?
Yeah.
We're already... Fuck Anchor.
We've been in the business for like 9 whole minutes.
Hey, you wanna help us?
And then we're already selling out and sad.
We're not selling out, we're not sad. We just need supplies because we don't have money.
Yeah, we're just like all the other entertainers now.
Yeah, we have jobs. We have really good paying jobs. We just don't save money well because we're economically not ready for life. Right?
Economically.
Yeah, that word. Yo, Rick and Morty season 4?
I'm fucking excited about that.
Y'all better be fucking hyped about that shit because we will talk about it a lot. Like, we might even have a podcast after the show.
Yeah.
We could talk about that one day.
True. You know, we've already, like, had this for 10 minutes, and I'm already thinking about starting up, like, how some podcasts do where they film it, too.
Yeah,
like,
we can do that.
Like, they stream it on Twitch. And
yeah, we gotta do that shit. We're gonna do that shit. We might move this shit. Who knows? Right now, this is our basis, because this is free shit.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna climb the ladder for
a
bit.
Yeah, no. Yeah, y'all gotta start watching. Y'all gotta definitely, like, send this to friends. Share this on Facebook. I mean, get us going, please. Like, we've been thinking about doing this a long time.
We can't wait to entertain you.
Yeah, no. We'll really do stupid shit.
Trust me. We're, like, really entertaining.
Trust us, yeah.
We're really stupid.
We might bring on people. If some of you
all have been... Yeah, we bring other people.
Yeah, like, if you wanna come
other
to our...
stupid friends.
Come to our studio or somewhere, like, you know... If you become a good payer, dude, we'll put you, like, if you were a good supporter, I mean, we're always looking for editors and
true
people to know and, like, make backgrounds on Twitch and stuff. Like, if you're any into any of that, let us know. We'll, if you want to help us out, we'll help you out. We'll put you out there.
This is a thing we're going to have to work on together.
Yeah, like, this is a community here. Like, yeah, we can save up money in that, but if you want good content and, you know... Be a part of the community.
In the end, we're all sitting on the smoking couch.
Right? That's funny, because we don't have a couch.
I know.
Yeah, we don't have a couch yet.
We'll get a couch.
We'll get a couch.
We're on my bedroom bed. Gross. My bedroom bed.
Because two bros. In a van.
In a van.
You ever seen that Rick and Morty episode?
Yeah.
Two bros. In a van. Then a meteor hits.
I'm gonna have to heat that up.
Yeah, you're gonna have to heat that up. You gonna go heat that up? We're gonna wait. Oh, don't let it fall. Fuck.
I'm gonna wait.
Alright, cool. Yeah, you might hear some background noise in the house. The walls are thin here.
The walls are very thin, but I'm thinking about doing it somewhere else.
Like where? Like, what do you think we should have another recording studio?
I'm hoping that Jason is gonna move out soon. That'll always be a good thing. But another idea I had.
What's up?
And please comment if you like this idea, guys.
Yeah, give us any ideas on where you want to... Like, we don't even have to be... Like, the smoking couch, like, is the premise. Like, we're gonna get a couch, and we're gonna work on this.
Here's the thing. I was thinking we could do this... The podcast as the smoking couch, and streaming on Twitch, the smoking car.
Oh, yeah, dude, we could definitely do that in the car.
Smoking car. Because that's like...
If we do live videos, then we're going to spoof up the car.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, if y'all have, like, any place, any idea, let us know.
Definitely. Let us know what we should do to entertain you.
Yeah. I mean, shit, we could do challenges one day. All fucked up.
We could.
We can build stuff.
And I guarantee you, we are always going to stick with the theme of us being high.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a definite.
That's always the theme.
None of that's going to change.
Yeah.
We're always stoned. So we might as well, like, you know, put our retardedness online.
You know, they say do what you love.
We love recording ourselves being dumb and smoking a lot of marijuana.
Yeah.
Who even said we were smoking marijuana? We might be smoking, CBD.
Cigarettes.
Yeah. Cigarettes mixed with CBD. That's what we're doing. Yeah.
Yep.
Ignore marijuana, because...
Devil's lettuce.
Devil's lettuce, mm-hmm. And we hate Satan.
Yep.
Unless it's sure Andy Biersack. If it's Andy Biersack, we're all lost.
man, I am past the emo phase in my life.
Yeah.
But I will always have a special place in my heart for Andy Biersack.
Y'all have no idea how much this man loves Andy Biersack.
I just do.
He would go gay for Andy Biersack.
Immediately.
Like, if he busted through the door right now, Gavin would be on his knees.
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't care.
Maybe.
Hold on, yeah. Gavin.
If I'm thinking, yeah.
Andy Biersack in, American Satan outfit.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm not going to be able to say no.
With the cross stud jacket.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, you're fucked. But Andy Biersack has a wife, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Sorry, Gavin.
He's married to Juliet Sims.
All right, what's Andy's last name?
Andy's real last name?
Yeah.
Biersack.
So isn't she like
Andrew Dennis Biersack?
Then what's his wife's last name? Biersack?
Juliet Sims.
Wait, why?
I don't know. I haven't seen her name change on social media or anything like
why
that.
Why is it not? Are they not really married?
No, they are.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
That's not how that works. Is it?
I guess.
You can keep your last name?
Yeah, you can keep your last name. Like, in some places, the husband takes the wife's last name.
I don't think you'd do that,
but
would you?
No.
What if
I could never be Gavin Atkins.
That'd be funny. Yo, Atkins, you trying to chill?
Oh, God.
Fuck.
Yo, honestly?
What's up?
I don't know if, like, I would actually do the ceremony of getting married.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't
either.
Know if I really conform to that.
No, I'd just be like,
hey.
I
definitely like the idea of you having a husband and wife, you know?
Yeah.
But not through the eyes of God. I'm not trying to do all that.
Yo, you can, like, be like...
Can I have a satanic wedding?
You probably can.
Nah.
You want to?
I'm gonna have one of those weddings where it, like, censors out. No, dude, it'll be the same, like, ceremony, but everything God-like is censored out.
Like, dude.
Like, he just,
and the
like,
words
pauses.
And the words of...
changes up the word.
Has, like, no, we have censors.
No. It needs to be, like, when they put, like, a rated R movie on TV.
Yeah.
And, like, they change up some of the words, like in Zombieland.
Yeah.
Where he says, you're like a scrawny little spit fuck or something like that. And then on the TV release, it says spit fire. It's like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Spit fire.
You're a scrawny little spit fire, aren't you?
That'd be funny. Like, it's like Mad Libs.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
In the eyes of the holy bread, Gavin, do you take Ellie?
The bread of God is bread. Oh, we love John Mulaney on this couch.
By the way, John Mulaney, hold on.
On this
different
couch,
topic.
We love John Mulaney.
Oh my God, y'all ever heard of the bit and binder method?
Oh, God, the bit and binder
method. I use the bit and binder method. Yo,
dude.
Gavin, tell us about the Alka-Seltzer.
The Alka-Seltzer.
Tell
nah,
us,
dude,
about the Alka-Seltzer. Go on, you can do it. I know you can.
Hold up. I saw the perp approaching and I chewed up a tab of Alka-Seltzer that I carry with me at all times. This created a foaming at the mouth effect that made it look like I had rabies. Now I've thrown him off his
rhythm.
That
was a big thing with the guy that he talks about in one of his comedies. J.J. Bittenbinder. He was a street smart. You ever heard it, like, you know, you were a kid and you had those assemblies where it talked about, you know, like, stranger danger, don't do drugs. But
yeah,
you were told this by a stranger you do not know.
Yeah.
To not talk to strangers. Anyways. And that was a big thing with, like, J.J. Bittenbinder and John Mulaney. Yeah. Like, he was always talking about throwing people off his rhythm. Anyways, Gavin, continue about it.
Huh?
The whole Alka-Seltzer thing? He never finished it.
Oh, no. I don't need to.
Finish it.
We're just telling them about it. They can go watch it.
Yeah, you can go watch it. Now, he's Netflix. Crying.
Oh, man. Definitely, if you can, check out the top part on YouTube.
Yeah.
It is the best thing ever. There's, like, the Salt and Pepper Diner.
Blacking out and making money.
That one's one of my favorites.
Nickel Shot Night!
Were you at O'Halligan's tonight?
It was Nickel Shot Night. Fucking O'Halligan's, dude. No, a show I've been watching a lot when I, you know, hit the relaxation.
Yeah.
Medicine.
The relaxation.
That's what we should start calling it. So we don't get flagged and go to jail.
Yo, dude, that's a thing. We can just call our weed something else.
You mean the relaxation medicine?
No, that's stupid.
Kinda, that's the whole point.
Let's call it something better.
Let's call it the grass we grow outside. Make it really obvious.
We just gotta call it something. We just need to replace it with a random ass word.
The cola.
The cola?
Yeah, we took a sip of the cola.
Burrito.
Yeah, burrito. We hit the burritos.
You know, we've been we're pretty caliente right now. We had a few burritos earlier.
Yeah, that's what we'll start calling it. Yeah, or y'all give us an idea of what we should do it.
Definitely.
So you know, we don't go to jail.
Yeah. Help us find a way to shamelessly censor our weed.
Yeah, good idea. Anyways, I've been hitting the burrito.
Yeah.
The electric burrito. You heard of the electric burritos?
The electric burrito.
Yeah, you heard of those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was hitting my electric burrito, right?
Yeah.
I was hitting it hard, dude. Like, I was gone. And apparently, my burritoed up self started watching a Netflix series that I had no idea when I wasn't hitting burritos, you know, and I was okay, you know, not hopped up on Mexican food.
Yeah.
I was watching that.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea I was watching a whole TV series.
What TV series was
Disjointed, dude.
Oh.
It's so really good. Y'all gotta check that out. If y'all are the kind of people that like to hit burritos and relax, definitely check out Disjointed.
Dude, why has our entire podcast been just ad revenue for other people?
Because we don't care.
Yeah.
We really just don't care. We're in this to have fun.
Yeah.
If any of the places we shout out would like to give us sponsorships, that would be great.
Hey!
Hey!
I want to be sponsored by John Mulaney. That'd be awesome. Oh, and if you think you recognize... When we were imitating John Mulaney's voice, if you recognized it, Spider-Ham.
Oh my god.
Into the Spider-Verse.
Into the Spider-Verse, dude.
He is voiced by John Mulaney.
Let's talk about this real quick. The Spider-Man series that we have, that us, the human race in the world, have produced Spider-Man movies. Like, let's start from the beginning. Tobey fucking Maguire.
Tobey Maguire.
The pimp strut down the street.
Yeah.
Crotch out. Snapping down the street.
Crying 24/7. Peter Parker.
You fix the damn door. You know, Uncle Ben.
I'll get your rent when you fix this damn door.
That Tobey Maguire.
Oh, man. That's
any
the one
2000
we all grew
kids.
Up on.
Any 1999 to like 2005 kids will know about this. But
Spider-Man.
Apparently, it stops at 2005, and no one has any idea who the... Even some kids my age don't, or like adults, don't even know fucking who Tobey Maguire Spider-Man is.
Really?
They all know, like, Tom Holland and that other guy.
Andrew Garfield. No, not Andrew Garfield.
That's not Andrew Garfield. Hang on, is it?
Wait. Yeah, it is.
It is Andrew Garfield. Andrew Garfield and Tom Holland. Those are the only Spider-Man people know these days. They don't know the magnificent beauty of the three-seried Spider-Man.
The three-seried? couldn't just say trilogy?
Nah. Nah, that's too articulate, dog. Anyways. No. The Andrew Garfield Spider-Man, was a...
I still have not seen the first one.
They were a flop.
I've only seen The Amazing Spider-Man 2, not Amazing Spider-Man.
Did you even like the second one?
Not really.
Andrew Garfield. Sony!
It just seemed like...
When Sony took a hold of the Marvel community and started producing those two with Andrew Garfield.
Like, Sony... don't get us wrong. Sony's owned Spider-Man for a long time.
And they own Marvel now.
Yeah.
The Marvel mashup. That's from... Yeah, they don't own Marvel. They just mashed up.
Disney owns everything now.
Yeah, so anyways. But the...
But I'm
all for Sony and Marvel mashup, when that happened with the Spider-Man, that, because back then, Tobey Maguire was not, the Spider-Man's trilogy was not, you know, sponsored by Sony or anything. It was its own thing. But then Andrew Garfield showed up, his series of Spider-Man. When he popped in, those two movies, they kind of ruined the Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But then, you know, Tom Holland, he brought that back. He...
The big boy.
He fixed it.
And I just love his relationship with Tony Stark. I love how they did that.
Yeah, that was great. That was great.
I love how they skipped over all the Uncle Ben shit. We don't need all that.
We don't need that again.
We've been through that several times.
And then, you know...
You know what I wonder?
After the events of Civil War... Marvel.
You know, the new the Marvel Phase 4, right?
We'll talk about that in a minute, because we gotta get into this Tom Holland situation.
Okay.
And we'll work our way up.
Okay.
But like, you know, like after Civil War,
I forget what I said.
No, I know what exactly you're fucking talking about.
No, I was gonna say, is Gwen Stacy gonna show up? Because, you know, obviously they already have MJ as Zendaya.
Yeah, true.
Is somebody going to eventually play Gwen Stacy and take a part in the MCU?
That could happen. What if it's the alternate universe? Because they have have applied the alternate universe theory now with all, you know, the whole...
You know, he said there's a multiverse in the trailer.
All of you have probably seen Endgame by now and Infinity
War. Yeah, spoiler warnings are off.
Yeah, it's way over.
If you haven't seen it by now, then it's your fault.
Yeah, but after the whole big snap with Thanos...
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I've seen some, like, you know, where I work right now. I've seen previews and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Of, like, the new home... Far From Home.
Yeah.
And apparently the new hero is coming. He came from Thanos' snap. It opened different dimensions. So now, cause like in Spider-Man of the Multiverse, they tapped into the dimension.
What do you mean new hero?
Oh, Mysterion?
Mysterion?
Yeah.
Mysterio.
Mysterio, yeah.
Mysterion's from South Park.
Oh yeah. Sorry, we're watching South Park earlier. Anyways, Mysterio. He comes through and he says he's from the snap.
Yeah.
So they've already opened
a multiverse.
Yeah. So they got that through the door.
And he said, and then Tom Holland literally said, "So you're saying there's a multiverse?"
Yeah. So I mean, they got that quick and ripped it off like a Band-Aid.
There's all those YouTube videos that are theories saying that Mysterio was lying about the multiverse.
Maybe, maybe not. Because, like, I mean, like...
All bets are off when it comes to these new MCU movies.
Yeah.
Because I've barely seen any... Like, conspiracy theories are cool, and they're, like, fun to think about, but I have rarely seen any of them come true.
Anyway, so, what the... A PewDiePie video popped up.
Yo.
On our TV.
I don't even... Watch PewDie.
Saving my PewDiePie. Minecraft dog at all PewDiePie. Costs.
PewDiePie.
Yeah, I don't really like PewDiePie.
I've never been a fan of him.
Yeah, I feel that.
I never have.
I mean, he used to be really good, and then the whole, you know, Nazi Patreon thing popped up.
Yeah.
And then he kind of went downhill. But he's working...
How long are we making these podcasts? Because we're already almost at 30 minutes.
That's okay. How long do you want to make these?
I was thinking 30 minutes.
That sounds good. All right, guys. We'll pick up on this later.
Alright.
Just let us know.
Well, we still got, like, alright. You know what? Just do the outro. Go, it's going
by
faster.
See you guys. Love you, guys. If you have any questions, let us know. We're the Smoking Couch. I'm that guy, and this is...
Other guy.
Bye.